With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show. A little cornucopia of topics, a little gumbo of topics here in hour number three. We've got World Cup coming up, College World Series. We're talking NBA Finals, little Pelicans, and nobody better to mix it up with than Ben Mintz, my buddy, who's the host of Mixing It Up with Mintz up in Shreveport every single day, 3 to 6 p.m. on 107.1 The Ticket in Shreveport. And he's also on Twitter at BenMintz531. And Ben actually, and you know what? I might have actually called off sick a couple of years ago when Gonzaga made the national title. So I've been there, Ben, but you had to call off the show when Ole Miss was playing in that decider up in the Super Regionals, right?
Yeah, it took about feeling a little embarrassing to call off your radio show and then have your alma mater lose 14-1 in a game that I all but turned off in about the fifth inning. I kind of felt bad for our listeners, but, you know, Ole Miss being that close to Omaha, I was dreaming of an Ole Miss LSU Omaha matchup, and both Ole Miss and LSU fall to Florida State and Arkansas. So that's going to happen another year, but congrats to the Hogs. What a story they are under Dave Van Horn, losing six positional players and two pitchers to make it all the way back to Omaha after coming one out short of winning the national championship. You got to give them a lot of credit for resilience.
Yeah, lots of teams of destiny. Isn't this – it's such an incredible sport. I mean, it really is, and it's evolved to that, Ben, I think, in the last 10 years or so. It's so intriguing. And you've got four SEC teams, half the field now in Omaha is SEC teams, and this battle between – and it's been a good one the last handful of years between the West Coast and the SEC. Last year it was the West Coast winning. This year it's the SEC, Ben, back on top.
Yeah, and also I just want to give a shout-out. What Auburn's done this year is amazing, because you always think of Auburn, that's a football school, if we ever thought of one, and they just made the Final Four and the College World Series in the same year with not really a lot of historic success in basketball or baseball, aside when they had Charles Barkley and Bo Jackson and Frank Thomas. And so that's just a phenomenal accomplishment to me, Seth.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mike, what'd you make – let's talk a little, just one smidge of LSU here. LSU not making the College World Series. I think Paul Maneri and all the players, we've talked about it before on the show, would classify that as a disappointment with the preseason expectations. But what do you make of still the catcalls for Paul Maneri's job?
I still think it's ridiculous. I mean, you're talking about a season where the entire team got hurt. Obviously, the potential of Cole Henry and Jaden Hill with Landon Marceau, those three freshmen, I mean, I know it's a huge if to say if they stay healthy, but if those guys can stay healthy, the rotation that LSU is going to have in 2020 and 2021, you got to let it be. I know they came up just short. Expectations were huge as the number two team in the country, but, man, they were very, very close to Omaha in a year where everyone got hurt. I still think you got to give Maneri and them the benefit of the doubt.
Ben, I've never talked to you about Kevin Durant as far as what you thought of the move and his time with the Warriors and his persona. So we're kind of doing this ad lib on the air, but I thought that yesterday the injury should have silenced and should silence everybody who was saying, you know, he's soft, he only cares about himself. You know, we're talking about the best player in the world, maybe getting injured in his prime. What'd you make of what happened yesterday up in Toronto?
I agree with what your point is saying, because if he was soft, he wouldn't have come back for his team when they needed him in that decisive game five when they're down 3-1. I mean, we knew when he got hurt, the injury looked bad 4 weeks ago on May the 8th. Those non-contact injuries are always tough in sports. I mean, it just whenever you see guys pulling a blame when they don't get touched, it's always tough. I think he proved everything about how much he loves his team. I mean, he looked good. He went 3-for-3 from 3, looked athletic, was moving around well out there, and I just hate it for him, but I do agree with your point. I mean, if he was soft, he wouldn't have come back out there, and it obviously meant a ton to him, and you just hate to see the price he and his team have to pay for this. So.
Fans, Raptors fans cheering en masse the injury. What do you make of that?
I obviously don't like it, but I think in the heat of the moment, they didn't realize what they were doing. I mean, I know that that's, a little bit of a cop-out, but I don't think this is near on the level of the Eagles fans cheering when Michael Irvin was laying motionless on Veterans Stadium's turf. I don't like it, but I think it's obviously classless. But I also think that it kind of just, I don't know, it just seemed like they didn't really realize what happened and they shut up pretty quick. I'm not saying that makes it right, but I'm just trying not to put it on the level of what the Eagles fans did.
I feel you. It's Ben Mintz of Mixing It Up with Mintz up in Shreveport every day, 3 to 6, joining us here on The Last Lap. What do you think happens here last two games of these finals? Obviously, no KD.
Oh, man. Golden State's a 3-point favorite tomorrow night. I love for Golden State's dynasty that they get one last game at Oracle with them moving into that arena in San Fran. The thing with Golden State, though, I mean, they don't really seem to have that gear that we're used to them having. And they're just trying to gut these games out. And we saw them do it last night with Stephen Clay hitting his huge threes. I think Golden State's going to pull it out and force a game seven. I don't know if they're going to – I think they might run out of gas, though. I know they're really, really hurting with depth. I love that they were able to push it to game six just for fan entertainment. I mean, this is just an incredible final to watch. I just don't know if they've got enough juice to win it in seven, but I wouldn't go against them in game six at Oracle in the last game ever either.
You know, once the finals are over, the NBA world's going to kind of revolve around New Orleans, Ben. It's kind of cool with the Zion of the draft and the AD trade negotiations. Do you have any favorite here? Do you handicap the AD trade scenarios where you think he's going to end up?
Man, has anybody – the one that Fletcher Mackel proposed about the Ben Simmons I thought was interesting. I know that Philly may – that may not be truthfully an option, but that would be interesting to explore it. I know I sound petty, Seth, and this shouldn't matter because you got to take the best deal, but I really don't want to see him go to the Lakers. I don't want LeBron and AD to be allowed to team up after all this behavior, and I know that makes me petty and selfish because you've got – if you're David Griffin, you have to take the best offer. I get it, but I really hope they ship him to the East, truthfully.
No, I'm with you. I don't think – well, first of all, we're petty down here, right? Petty wars. Yeah. We embrace it. No, why would you want him to go to the Lakers? Let's get him on over to Boston or something and have a deal down there.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't
exactly.
know.
That's my thing. I just don't want to allow LeBron and AD and Rich Paul to orchestrate all this and end up getting to work together. Like, I can't justify that.
No, I'm with you. There's no doubt about it. Look, I got to talk this week with you, and we'll probably do a little WSOP, a little update with you every single week here. Ben's a poker player, for those of you who don't know. Kind of does that part-time/full-time. I used to do it full-time a little bit, too. I'm just so far away from it now, Ben, that I'm so sucked in here in New Orleans. I feel so bad. Like, I feel so ashamed of my poker side. I'm not really paying attention, but I think the Millionaire Maker's going on right now in Las Vegas. Is that right?
Yes, and actually, a guy that I know pretty well was the gym. Josh Richard from Wisconsin was the chip leader with 30 people left. And in 2012, I won an $1,100 tournament World Series of Poker event at the IP in Biloxi that he got third in. And so I know him pretty well from then. He's a heck of a player, a really nice guy. And, you know, for $1,500, he's battling for like $1.2 million. I wish him a lot of good luck. Good dude on the tour, for sure.
No joke. Did you make any bracelet bets? Who you think's going to have the most bracelets coming out of this?
Well, the thing with the bracelets is all about the mixed games because the No Limit Hold'em fields have like 4,000 and 5,000 people, so they're really hard to win. So you always want to go against the guys like Negreanu and, you know, the guys that are really good at all the games. My current theory on the World Series of Poker, also because I have a job, I actually just fly out for the main event every year. But I think it works because the main event is two-hour levels, and it lasts like 6-7 days. And I think a lot of these top pros lose their minds in the desert all summer in the heat. And by 5-6 weeks in, the two-hour levels, they just freak out and they can't handle it. And so I think going in, you know, prepared for the grueling stretch and coming in fresh. I mean, it worked last year when I got 327th out of 7,800. I thought I, you know, made a heck of a run last year. And I'm applying the same theory this year. I'm going to let everybody burn out on all these preliminary events, and I'm going to show up in my mind right for the marathon of the World Series main on July 5th.
I'm with you. Really quickly, and I think I might have talked about this on your show, but if you had to make a bet, Negreanu or Hellmuth, who wins a bracelet this year? You got to pick one.
I'm going to lean Negreanu just because I think he's better at the mixed games, even though Hellmuth has 16. And Hellmuth got fifth, actually, in an online event. They have World Series of Poker online bracelet events now. And he got fifth out of like 3,000 and won last Sunday. That was his closest run. Negreanu got sixth in a $10,000 hold'em event to start the series. But I'm going to go with Negreanu just because I think he's better at all those mixed games than Hellmuth is. Even though I know that's gambling, Hellmuth has 16 bracelets, but I'm going to go with Negreanu.
It's our buddy Ben Mintz. He hosts Mixing It Up with Mintz every single day up in Shreveport on 107.1 FM. The Ticket, 3 to 6 p.m. there. You can catch him every day. And also you can catch him on Twitter at BenMintz531. Ben, buddy, always appreciate it, man. I know I'll be on your show tomorrow, and we'll do this every week. Thanks so much, dude.
Heck yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Always a love, New Orleans. And, you know, remember the freaks come out at night.
There you go. You know that. All right, Ben. There he goes. Ben Mintz, 531 on Twitter. We'll take a break. Got to talk some Women's World Cup. Coming up next, 13-0 U.S. women roll today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.